What is more important than focus? Does anything matter more to the quality of our lives than where we are focused? We've got all these trite ideas like time is precious, but if you look at where many of us focus our time, are we valuing it this way? Each day, how many of us are focused on what truly matters? How much of our focus is wasted on low-value junk? How much of our lives are wasted on things that simply do not matter? How many people reach the end of their lives regretting that they didn't spend more time procrastinating, avoiding the tasks that matter, failing to take action on their goals? Distracted by junk, reading the news, surfing the web on social media, how many people die regretting that they didn't spend a few more years of their life reading tweets? The only thing we have is time. So what's more important than how we focus it? This is the topic of this masterclass on the focus tools. There's lots of lenses to look at focus. Achievement is a big one, and often focus is talked about in terms of its superpower as a tool of success. We all know that success at anything takes serious focus, and we've each got plenty of anecdotes and stories to support it. Here's just one from my book, where I write about a dinner party including Warren Buffett and Bill Gates Sr., where each of them was asked what mattered most to their success. One word answer: focus. We have limited time in the day, so what matters more to success than getting ourselves to focus on what truly matters? Quite simply, if you want more success, you must start by asking yourself whether you can put more time and focus into your goals. There's only 24 hours in a day, 168 in a week. How many hours are you focused on your goals? But of course, it's not just hours, is it? What are you focused on in those minutes? How focused are you? Minute by minute, second by second. You might be working 100 hours a week, but if you're surfing the web half the day, then your goals will be waiting for you when you're done wasting time. Focus is crucial to achievement, but achievement is also a very narrow definition of success. A greater definition of success is living your most amazing life, which too comes down to where you focus your mind and time. If you see my masterclass on ultimate days and my system for unleashing your time, you know I'm militant about this all day, every day. And these systems are built for it. You're asking, where are you putting your mind and actions? Are you drifting in useless thoughts and actions? Or are you putting your mind and actions to where it matters most? This is core to being highly effective, but it's also core to human happiness. Fact is, none of us are happy when our minds are jumping around, period. And it's for this reason that the flow state that we'll spend plenty of time talking about later is the peak state for human performance and happiness, because the flow state is beyond that wandering mind, where you are just so fully absorbed in what you're now doing. Another context for focus might be the saddest part of this, and that's in relationships. How many times do you sit at a restaurant and see people there together, each of them on their own devices? Oh, how sad is that? People pretending to be together, but not really communicating, focused elsewhere. And that's just what's going on the outside. Even when people are together, how often is that mind focused on the conversation? Or is the mind elsewhere? Drifting off into tomorrow, or yesterday, or some stupid email or news or thing going on elsewhere. How many parents come home from a long day of work, but never arrive? They might be there physically with their family, but their mind is still focused on the day. Never focused on the people they say they love right around them. Where you put your focus is your life. What is your experience of life? But where you are focused, every second, minute, hour, day, year. So this might be the most important topic for each of us, but also for all of us. By far, the greatest wasted resource on the planet is human potential. By far, the greatest waste on the planet. Imagine you could harness all of the human focus on the planet. What would be possible for humanity? The same is true in business. As I said to a CEO the other night, you might not be able to hire more people into your company or to get them to work longer hours, but what if you could get 50% more out of them? In an 8-hour workday, guess how long the average worker is productive? 2 hours, 53 minutes. That's a yield of 36%. So 2/3 of people hate their jobs, and 2/3 of their hours are completely wasted in their jobs. Right, think about this. What would be possible in business if only we could unleash more productivity? It's not just that people don't want to be there and are looking for ways to be distracted. The bigger problem for all of us when it comes to this topic of focus is just like studying for exams in school. We procrastinate. We resist. We avoid those things that matter most, not just to our success, but also lead us into this flow state and more happiness. How might this benefit you? What would be possible for you if you could just get beyond the resistance or procrastinating or avoiding those tasks that truly matter? How much of your potential would be unleashed if you could just focus more of your time on what truly moves the needle? How much better would your business be if everyone in the company was operating close to their full capacity? Imagine that. Imagine across the country, if you could take all those workers who are only working 2 hours and 53 minutes and double their productivity. Imagine you could do that and then give them more time off. See, do you see what's implied in this? That they could work 1/3 of the week and get done the same amount. What about you? See, too often we just throw hours at problems. But focus isn't about working more hours. It's about honing in on what truly matters to driving the results you want and becoming deeply absorbed in those things. No matter what context we are talking about focus, achievement in business, sports, life, being more present for yourself or with others, feeling more happiness or just living more of our amazing life, no matter the context, focus only comes back to these two things. Even just focusing on focus in our world can be confusing. You know, how many thousands of articles are there on the lack of focus? How hard it is to focus in this modern world? Fake diseases like ADHD. The 4 billion hacks that you can find for somehow rescuing 3 minutes of your time and getting more focused. Or of course, there's meditation. You know what you really need for focus? Is 30 minutes a day of meditation. Like somehow that will train you to become more focused. When focus is only about two things. The first is priorities. How good you are at focusing your time where it counts. Not at getting things done or clearing out your inbox, but specifically knowing what matters most to you and being able to prioritize your time to focus there. A different way of saying this, and this is really the core of it, is how good are you at eliminating all those other things that get in the way of you focusing on what matters? In my Ultimate Day system and my system for unleashing your time, you may have heard me talk about 80-20 mind and actions. What are the 20% of thoughts and the 20% of actions that drive the majority of your results? Simply said, focus is about knowing what matters and putting your time there. That doesn't mean it's simple, does it? It can be very hard to get yourself to focus on your priorities. And especially if you're doing something really hard, it can be hard to even know what your priorities are. Such as anyone who's ever chased a really challenging goal. Just defining what matters to achieving your goal can be half the battle. But there is a solution for it. More focus. How much more of your time can you shift to what truly matters? That's the first thing that matters to focus. The second is when you've shifted your time to what truly matters, how absorbed are you in the task? Specifically, how focused are you when you're in it? You'll hear me talk about this, and it's one of the buzzwords for myself, the phrase I had on my wall for many years. Stop thinking, absorb. And you'll see it in the tools as well. The tools are designed to get beyond that thinking mind and become deeply absorbed in what you're doing. To an extreme, when you have yourself 100% absorbed in what you're doing, there is zero room for anything else. Zero room for the mind to wander. Zero room for procrastination. Zero room to avoid what you're doing. Zero room to resist what you're doing. There is zero place for the mind to go except to be fully absorbed in what you're doing now. While this might sound extreme, this is the notion of the flow state. It's often not talked about this way because it's often talked about incorrectly. The notion of the flow state is that you are so absorbed in what you are doing, you have zero self-awareness. You're not even aware of yourself. You're just simply immersed in what you're doing to the point where you and the activity are happening together. Think of a common example of flow as like a car accident. People say time slowed down, did it? Or did the brain just start to process information at a different rate? So that now the conscious mind is only consciously collecting snapshots of information. Because all the mental resources have been recruited into the task, which is trying to save your life in the car accident. This is the flow state. And this is the depth of what it means to be absorbed. 100% of your mental resources absorbed in what you're doing. Like being underwater, there is zero room for anything but that liquid around you. Now just think about some of the things that you're focused on doing in your life. How absorbed are you? An obvious question to ask people whose kids are diagnosed with ADHD is which activities do they get completely absorbed in, such as video games? See, how can a kid have ADHD at school but not have ADHD when playing video games? Right? How can an adult be fully absorbed in having sex, yet somehow not be able to focus when they get to their desk and there's hard things to get done? See, focus isn't a thing. It is, what are you doing in the brain to pull your focus into what you're doing, to activate your focus and be absorbed? So what are some of those things for you where you're 100% absorbed? Or 80%? Or 60%? And then what are those things that you pretend to focus on when you're only 10, 20% absorbed in them? These two things are all that add up to focus. Are you focused on your priorities? And when you're focused on them, how absorbed are you in what you're doing? Everything else is a waste of time. Now, this program isn't on time management, which I go deep into in the Ultimate Days Masterclass. But what I would say for here is, if your time is focused on things that aren't priorities, that don't really matter, and or whatever you're doing, you're only 10% absorbed, then you're wasting your time, period. And this is what you see in my Ultimate Day system and my system for unleashing your time, which is my number one principle of time management is delete, eradicate, eliminate those things that are not priorities for you. Delete them. Delete people from your life. Delete work that doesn't matter. Delete emails that are irrelevant. Most certainly delete social media from your life. Delete news. Delete most things people call entertainment. See, when it comes down to it, as I said earlier, how many people lie on their deathbed regretting they didn't spend more time indulging in most of the crap that people waste their lives on? And in my model of the world, you make time for what matters and you delete everything else. But of course, it isn't this easy, is it? I wouldn't have all these fancy tools and systems if somehow this was easy for me, right? It's been so difficult for me to do that I've become absolutely militant about how I use my time. Look at our modern world, constantly bombarded by noise, constant distraction. And that's not even the hard part. The hard part is happening on the inside. That mind of yours, constantly wandering, jumping from one thing to another, avoiding those things that truly matter, procrastinating, resisting, even if we know what our priorities are, often struggling to be able to put our time into them. And this to me is why focus tools matter so much. It's easier for me to remove the distractions happening outside of the head than it is to be able to align the mind with what truly matters to you in your life, to get clear on what these priorities are and absorb your time here. And so, this is what we're going to be covering in this masterclass. Some ideas on this, but more importantly, powerful tools. This is a short masterclass, but it might be the most potent because it relates to every second of every day. It's short because we're focused here. I'm not going to ramble on about the importance of focus. There are plenty of people who do that enough already. I'm sharing with you some key knowledge, but most importantly, three tools for focus. That is it. Just a couple hours and just three tools that you can use in 5 to 10 minutes. That's all we're covering. Three tools you can use in 5 minutes or so. And this tells you where I'm coming from on this topic of focus. That it's not a matter of what you know. And it doesn't even require complicated tools. All that matters on this topic of focus is how much you are willing to practice getting good at focus. So these are not tools that you listen to once. Like a bench press. If you want to get strong, you do it repeatedly. The mind is a muscle. And only you can choose if you want to be mentally strong. These tools I'm sharing with you are continuous practices for me. And those of you who've heard me say before know that means they're ATFT tools all the fucking time. All day, every day, I seek to use these sorts of tools to keep directing my mind and actions exactly where I choose. These sorts of tools are so important to me every day that I built systems to contain them so I can systematically use them all day, every day. Like the system for unleashing your time. Like the system for your ultimate days. This is because it's not a matter of what you know on these topics. All that matters is how good you can get at practicing them to build that focus muscle. So this masterclass is short, and the tools are very, very simple and easy to use. Yet they are, by far, the best tools I've discovered on these topics of focus. The ideas I'm sharing with you and the tools are incredibly simple. Yet, if all you did was put to work these ideas every day, you will radically transform your ability to focus. In an ideal world, you wouldn't need this masterclass, and I wouldn't have needed to build any of these tools. See, perhaps the saddest thing on this topic is that even though we all know how much focus matters to every single aspect of our lives, what does our society ever teach us on focus? If you've listened to my masterclass on surviving our sewer society, this is part of the mind prison. That we are captive in our society, prisoners to our own minds and to the way that our society manipulates them. And just look at it. Look at all the ways that you're distracted in our world. Massive, massive amounts of noise. Distraction everywhere. People nefariously engineering online systems in order to get you into their system and keep you there. Media, politics, advertising. There's such a fight for attention in our society that it's so hard to be able to steal back some focus for ourselves. It's getting worse too, isn't it? Because I know people like studies. I saw one the other day that confirmed our global attention span is shrinking due to information overload in our digital age. Oh, I'd hate to be one of these people studying these obvious topics. Right, duh. But do you see the obvious mistake in it? That it blames our shrinking attention span on information rather than on our lack of will and skill at the way we engage information and stay focused on what truly matters. See, and this is the real tragedy here, that focus is seen as a thing in our society, like something that's happening to us, like these kids in school who can't focus. It's happening to them. It's their brain. They have a disease. It's not that school is boring, is it? Or that kids need to be trained to endure things that are boring. Or that every single one of us can train our focus. It's that something's happening to us. And so our society offers us no solutions to this. Not even in school. where ADHD is such an epidemic? Is there any focus on skills and tools of focus? And what about us poor adults who are struggling even more than the kids? We're too old to be diagnosed with ADHD. So many adults just self-medicate their lack of focus because it leads to overwhelm, anxiety, fear, nearly every other medical ailment. Right, and focus is just a subset of how we manage our time. Yet no one even teaches anything about that, do they? And at best, if you explore time management, it's framed as topics like efficiency and effectiveness. When the core to time management, just like focus, is recognizing that it's an emotional topic. How we use our time, and particularly how we waste our time and waste our focus, comes back to being able to navigate the way you think and feel about how you're using your time. Yet what does our society offer us on any of these topics, other than constant distraction, ways of avoiding, things to resist? What does our society teach us on how to best focus? And perhaps the only answer we're given is this Eastern practice called meditation. Meditation, in some ways, is a great tool for training focus, but in other ways, is a lousy, lousy, lousy tool. Not only is it impossible to separate meditation from all of the, theatrics, right? The style of dress and the culture and the mantras and speaking your little fancy Sanskrit words and your postures and your incense. But the tool itself is incredibly inefficient. It's inefficient because it's not a sophisticated tool. Right? People who get deep into meditation spend decades of their life conditioning their mind. And most others are pretending to meditate, just sitting there with their minds wandering anyways. They would literally build more focus playing video games or watching TV. Doing your little 30 minutes of meditation a day, let alone people who do 5 minutes, has very little benefit. And even though the meditation path is marketed as stress relief or focus, really the truth of it is, it's a much deeper tool for a much deeper purpose. The Dalai Lama meditates 5 hours a day, and he has been meditating his entire life. Not because he's training his ability to focus, but because he's exploring reality beyond the conscious mind. This thing they call enlightenment is very, very, very real. And it's much more real than the perhaps fake perceived benefits of meditation for training focus. And don't get me wrong, I highly recommend everybody meditate or do hypnosis. And hours a day I'm doing these things. But I'm very clear on what I'm using them for and why I perceive them to have value. People say, I want to learn to focus. I've got to go meditate 30 minutes a day. And then they learn to sit with their legs crossed and say their little mantra or whatnot. During that 30 minutes of sitting, their mind is mostly wandering anyways. And then they confuse the practice of meditation for being the skill. But that 30 minutes of sitting is only designed to train you to do it all the time. Which is why no matter what tool you're using, you want to use ATFT tools, continuous tools you can be using all the time. This was one of the reasons why I replaced meditation with continuous tools, but also, at least from my perspective, the meditation tools are incredibly ineffective for training this topic of focus, especially relative to the three tools that we're going to be covering in this masterclass. But nobody teaches us anything on these topics, and so we're forced to fumble around and figure it out for ourselves. But how many people do? How many people have gotten a handle on getting more and more focused? And even if we can get access to the right knowledge and learn more about how to become more focused, it's not about what we know, is it? You may have heard me say before, knowledge isn't important. There's an extra R in there. Knowledge is impotent. It doesn't matter what you know. All that matters is what you're able to do. Watching Arnie pumping iron doesn't get you in great shape any more than surfing the web creates your greatest life. Doesn't matter whether you know the dictionary definition of the word focus, or have 50 great techniques for it, 3 million hacks, you meditate hours a day, read every book on the flow state and focus, even if you've actually written books on these topics. Right, I know some of these people. Yet all that matters is specifically how good are you at doing it? How skilled are you at focusing your mind? See, again, this comes back to my greatest learnings in personal development, which, like nearly every one of my lessons, I learned the long, hard, and slow, painful way that reading books isn't personal development. You don't develop muscles by reading an exercise book. See, the only thing that matters in developing is how you take knowledge and convert it to practices so you can train it over and over and over and over and over again. The mind is a muscle. Focus is a skill. And I would tell you that even after having studied these topics for nearly 20 years and trained the mind hours a day, literally hours a day, not exaggerating, hours a day for 10 years, I'm only so-so at these topics. By my standard of focus, I'm about a 5 out of 10. Relative to how I used to be 10, 12 years ago, I rate that a 0. And I rate many people a less than 0 because they can't even focus on their lack of focus. See, and this is where this topic really comes back to, that our society pretends that focus is some sort of mystery. Either got it or you don't. Oh man, you've got that awful disease, a lack of focus. Right, it's not that everyone on the planet has that awful disease, is it? That something must have happened to you. Oh, all the distraction in the world, stealing your focus. It's true. But all that matters on this topic is how committed you are to choosing to be a different way. Not hoping that somehow your focus will change, or that our society will change and it will suddenly be easier to focus. Like the Dalai Lama meditating 5 hours a day. Anyone who is serious about training the mind and changing the way you experience reality is making a commitment to train. Just like being fat and dying of heart disease, someone might decide to get in shape. Here you are deciding that a lack of focus has been robbing you of your life, and that you're committed to training your focus. But of course, that's not enough, is it? How many people have their nice little New Year's resolutions to get in shape? Oh, this is the year. Yep. At least for 3-4 days, they're going to eat better and exercise. And maybe this is your year to train your focus. Just do your little 5 minutes of meditation every day. Commitment isn't enough, is it? This is a skill. And basically every single skill we get good at the same way. Through repetition. Practicing over and 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 over again. Like driving a car. How much practice did it take to be able to focus on all those things that are going on? What are you willing to do to train your focus on everything in your life? Often people say to me stuff like, yeah, I read that book. Okay, when? How much did you learn? What notes did you make? How specifically are you practicing it every single day? See, that's how we study for an exam, isn't it? We don't just read the textbook and think that we've got it. We read it over and over and over again, taking detailed notes, reviewing these notes. Because it's through this repetition and practice that we become highly skilled. The same is true with working out. None of us would expect to build muscle from working out one day. And the same is true with building mental muscle. If you listen to this masterclass only once, you might as well just stop now. If you take the tools in this masterclass and listen to them once, you most certainly shouldn't bother. Just stop now. Just do your 5 minutes of meditation a day, because you'll get zero value from this. To become highly skilled at focus, only you can decide how committed you are, how much you want to train. Because the mind is a muscle. The more you practice focus, the more you build this mental muscle. So how much do you want it? How much are you willing to train your focus? How many hours a day do you want to be focused? How many times a day will you practice the focus tools? Now, of course, I know better than anyone else how much of a fucking lunatic I am on these topics, that I use these tools all day, every day, that I've built systems so that I can use them all the fucking time. But that's because to me, the things I focus on matter more than anything else. And those things that matter to me really matter. And I become deeply absorbed in doing them. And when I think about what truly matters to me in my life, to every second of my life, it's your ability to put your mind and your actions where you choose. So of course I do go to an extreme on these topics. But two, I'm emphasizing the truth of this. If you want to get highly skilled at focus, you want to be training it as often as you can. So coming up in the next tracks, we'll be covering the focus tools. As I've said, these are simple tools. But just because they're simple doesn't mean they're not game-changing. Take meditation. What's more simple than sitting there? Watching the mind. And even though I rubbished it in some ways, it's existed for thousands of years because it's an incredibly powerful tool. A wheel is a simple tool, but look what it did to unlock humanity. Focus isn't about having complex tools. See, some people get into meditation, they get their little fancy headband or EEG, they measure their brain waves, they talk about it. You don't need any of that. What you need is more time focused. In a great book on mental training for athletes, I saw a very basic tool. Light a candle and stare at it for 5 minutes. This is as easy as it can be to train focus. I'll talk more later about Einstein's famous tool for training focus, where all he needed was a pen and a pencil. You don't need much. The tools are simple because you need simple tools. And what you need more than the tools is to do them as often as you can. You'll see that the tracks for the three focus tools are set up the same way, as separate files, so you can listen to them as separate audios. The first track for each tool sets up the tool, and then the second track is the tool itself. In this way, it's much easier for you to then just listen to them all in a row, or if you choose, put it on repeat, so you don't get any of my blurb around it. You just get the tool on its own. There's three tools we're going to be covering together. Tool one, heightened state of awareness. This is the most basic yet powerful tool that I've come across for focus. Two, the cure. Oh, you probably heard me talk about this tool before. This is one of my favorite tools. And it's about a lot more than focus. The cure is short for the cure to the human condition. This tool is about getting yourself feeling amazing at will, fully absorbed in this moment. Tool number three is the house of flow. This might be my favorite tool, and it's certainly in my top three, along with a limitless three-step and the ultimate solution. The House of Flow came together for me over, call it a handful of years, and it was really what I began experimenting with when my work got very hard and I needed powerful ways to get myself focused on tasks that were far too hard for me. The House of Flow is how you get yourself beyond avoiding, procrastinating, resisting. Get beyond that thinking mind altogether. Becoming fully absorbed in what you're doing. The House of Flow, I'm sharing with you two versions of it. A version you can use in 5 minutes or so, and a longer version, 20 minutes or so. And that's what we got coming up for you. As I've said, this is a short masterclass. And these are very, very simple tools, just three of them. But they are my most potent tools, my go-to tools, my ATF tools that I rely on all day, every day. And now this brings us to the end of this track. I hope you got a lot of value out of this, and I look forward to catching up with you on the next track, where we'll drop deep into the first tool, heightened state of awareness.